Welcome to Twits for the week of November 13th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today we are covering a corporate income tax apportionment decision from the Maine Supreme Judicial Court, a decision on whether a taxpayer qualified for a resale sales tax exemption from the Missouri Supreme Court, and the commercial activity tax or CAT decision from the Ohio Board of Tax Appeals. We're also sharing recent guidance from the Texas Comptroller regarding changes to who must file a franchise tax, no tax due report. First up, the Maine Supreme Judicial Court recently addressed whether a pharmacy benefit management company was entitled to apportion its service receipts based on the location of the insurance companies that were its direct clients. The clients, in turn, provided benefits to their members. Under Maine law, receipts from the performance of services are generally attributed to the state where the services are received. The assessor asserted that the income generated from the performance of the services should be attributed to the retail pharmacy locations where the services were received by members when they filled prescriptions. The court agreed, holding that the receipts at issue resulted from the performance of claim processing services for members' prescription drugs claims processed at retail pharmacies in Maine. The Missouri Supreme Court has affirmed an Administrative Hearing Commission decision concluding that a taxpayer was not prohibited from claiming a resale exemption for purchases of information technology equipment. The department had challenged the use of the exemption to make purchases because, in its view, the taxpayer exercised more control over the use of the purchased IT equipment than was permitted to claim a resale exemption. The court disagreed. The resale exemption applied in this case, as the findings demonstrated that the taxpayer's sole purpose was to purchase the equipment for resale. The Ohio Board of Tax Appeals recently concluded that a food and hospitality services company that provided various managed services to businesses and government institutions was not entitled to an agency exclusion from the CAT base. In the board's view, the evidence showed that the taxpayer did not possess the requisite authority to qualify as an agent for purposes of CAT. Importantly, the taxpayer's contracts with clients did not provide the taxpayer with the authority to bind those clients for its purchases of goods. Finally, Texas Senate Bill 3 increased the franchise or margin tax exemption from $1 million to $2.47 million, effective for reports originally due on or after January 1, 2024. The bill also repealed the requirement that certain businesses that fall under this exemption file a no-tax-due report with the comptroller. The comptroller recently issued guidance on these changes in its November 2023 tax policy news. Notably, the comptroller's office is discontinuing the no-tax-due report for the 2024 report year and beyond. However, certain entities will continue to need to file a report, and the tax policy news explains how this will be accomplished. Thank you for listening to Twits this week, and stay well.